if I spend the money for an 18,000 BTU system and put it in a very strategic window, I can cool my entire place, but with one instead of four. Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
And cut my electric bill in half. Nice. But I mean, but I got to spend $900 for it.
Cause I don't have enough bees per my TUs. You know, I need to work on that.
I got plenty of bees, but not enough TUs.
did he say bees?
We need the. Oh no.
What is that? What is that? What is it? Oh no! No! Not the bees! Not the bees! Ah! Out of my eyes! Eyes! Ah! Ah!
Ah! I love it. I absolutely.
It was
love
the
it.
Bees.
I mean, I love how soon he just succumbs to the pain.
Yeah. My eyes! I'm in a lot of pain!
Remember, if you don't bug them, they won't bug you. If you won't bug them, they won't bug you.
He's like Will Ferrell from Austin Powers. It's like, I'm very badly burned.
Yeah. I just love the absolute trash CGI quality of bees.
Oh, that early 2000 CG is rough, yeah. Man.
Like, they're in my eyes, and you're like, they're not even touching your eyes, you idiot.
It's sad when you look back on that movie and you go, oh, Nick Cage is trying. Yeah. Like in that movie.
Just remember, every time you think the CGI can't get any worse, Birdemic Shock and Terror still exists.
That's a guy making it with less than what we have now. That's some weird Asian guy. Like
GIF files.
And he's hawks sound effects while he's showing pigeons, and you're like, those aren't matching up at all, dude. Like, it's like, rah!
That would be so bad.
All right, we need to start so we're on time.
See, I think Nick Cage made a deal with the devil. You understand?
Oh, yeah.
Right? And he's paying it back now. Because, like, everything he does has a fucking religious
He's paying the ghost. If you know your Nick Cage movies, that's one of his movies.
Okay.
How do I get rid of comments?
In Zandly.
Oh, on the side, you just click whatever you want to look at. Banners, brand, private chat.
I don't want to look at any of it.
Phoenix, you could do anything, dude, but, like, literally the funniest shit you've ever done was fucking Zandly. That was the funniest Nick Cage cast you've ever done.
I don't want to watch that movie again. How do I get rid of the chat altogether? Is that possible?
No. Okay. You just have to switch the view to something else.
All right, fuck it.
Can we, like, watch your Zandalay?
No. That's weird for me.
For you, not for me.
Well, go ahead and watch it on your own. I don't want to watch myself. Hey, guys, look at my stuff in lat. That's weird.
Ow. I think they're really fucking.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and play Tales from the Crypt.
Do it.
We've been recording for about 3 minutes now. Cool. And this is 308. 308 Easel Kill Ya, because that's what we drew.
This already sounds like it's going to be a turkey.
Jansen, I apologize, because Tales from the Crypt is not as good as we remember it.
No, it's really not.
Well, it's a whole lot better when you're just full of sugar and, like, half awake.
What are you, a four-year-old?
Drugs always help. You know?
Yeah, dude. I just took drugs. That's why I'm late.
I snuck an Utter Pop. Anyway, let's get going here. 308 Ease will kill you.
This always scares me. Yeah, you're good. Phoenix, you're good. I can hear it fine.
This is the best part of the show.
Boy, did you flip those on real sleek, like Adam. What's going on, 4 hours?
I'd be wearing glasses, but I got surgery.
Yeah, I know. You know.
This is the only part of the show I enjoy.
Fun with miniatures.
The intro held up like a motherfucker.
It did. Yeah.
I love the pillars that you put on.
Meanwhile, at the Temple of Doom.
I want to own this miniature. Wouldn't that be awesome?
I want to put it out at Christmas time and, like, mix it with the Dickens Village shit.
I'm sure it exists.
Yeah, but it's got to be huge.
How tall is the camera?
Well, I'm sure the pillars are 3 feet tall. They have to have a camera back in the 90s or 80s at this point. outfit.
From the crypt. Oh, it scares me every time.
Shit myself.
All right, let's count the puns. Oh, God. What happened to Frank?
Greetings, art lovers. Vincent Van Gogh here.
Pun.
Another morbid masterpiece, sure to paint you into a coroner.
Pun.
Two.
Something's like, not quite right.
You gotta get those cheap laughs.
Yes. Yeah. Now that's a still life.
Are you counting like a German tonight's with your three? Deal.
I'm
yeah.
counting the puns.
No, no, people giving no. His work. He used the one, brush. Two, that's, I call that's this pestilent portrait of the artist as a young mangler.
Easel kill ya. It, the title's a pun.
It, obviously.
So four. Not as bad.
That's not.
That's pretty good. Cool.
It's only twice that.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what we thought.
Is it nice?
Oh my god.
They're about to bang.
No, look who it is.
Oh, shit.
It's Tim fucking Roth.
Yes.
Wait, this is going to be the best episode. Man. I came in at the right time.
Don't lower your expectations.
Your work had more passion.
Yeah. It's your mouth. It can't suck.
Clancy Brown didn't save that voodoo episode.
No.
Yeah, you promised me a show, Ella.
You know.
Hey, he's doing a
teach Marin. This
is where is Tim Roth?
Oh, William Atherton.
You mean real Tim Roth?
The man with no dick from Ghostbusters. Fixing it up.
What?
William Atherton.
Hold on. It's true. That man has no dick.
Yeah, that guy. Oh, Walter Peck from Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that guy.
The guy just doing his job.
He's a professional weasel dick.
All right. Let's hear the setup this time.
Not just new, darling. New.
Your mother.
Honey. If it's money you're worried about, I could give you a job around the gallery.
Oh, God.
I have a new summer permanent show to hang next week.
You
could
on,
use
right?
some help.
Yeah.
Like he's fresh off of Mr. Orange right there.
Is he going to be rocking an ass?
Yeah!
Oh!
That this was quick.
He looks so amazed that she's dead.
There was something almost beautiful about it.
Something between the hammer and her head that killed her is weird.
Jack, I can't stand here all day. You want the job? Or
oh, it's a fake out. No. Damn
gonna,
it.
You can hit with that hammer or what?
My life around my mom
fucking
right 90s there.
And the fake outs.
But you didn't. You faced your demon. You stared it down. And you shared that victory
fuck
with us.
Class is this?
I know we all appreciate that, Jack.
I know.
Social studies.
We are not alone.
That's what Dexter should have went to before he killed.
And that allows us to face another day. Good people. That's all for today. We'll see you next week.
Obsessives Anonymous.
Is that what it said?
What are the 13 step games?
Huh?
Nothing.
He said it was Obsessives Anonymous.
That's what the board said.
You're incredibly hard on yourself, you know?
She's a hard on.
So it's OA.
You know, no suffering, no art, right?
You don't really believe that, do you?
They're about to fuck.
I've been completely broke for a year. And sold a single painting.
Well, what you need is
or you're a painter.
No job.
80% chance we see her nude.
Obsessive relationships.
Who said anything about getting obsessed?
Maybe 90.
I'm just trying to get this really nice guy.
That amount of acting intensity, I'm going with you. About 80%.
Yeah.
Some time to notice all the beauty around him.
100%. We see Tim Roth ass.
Oh, I hope so.
Me too.
Try turning to the window.
Oh yeah.
Try taking your shirt off.
He's gonna paint her. There we go. There it is.
His accent makes me fear for the last episode.
How about this?
Here we go. Show it all.
How about this?
He got mad. Bitch, I just started painting.
Yeah, we're moving, bitch.
I ain't got
Did
any
he ever change his clothes?
This isn't pencil, this is paint.
Now let me in the eye with your brown eye, and I'll paint it.
That'd be great.
Comes over with some scissors, cuts it all off.
Dirty
like
glass
be
of
out
water?
On the street buying crack.
You might be. Oh, he's so low.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to ask you, are those Bugle Boy jeans you're wearing?
I hate this place.
Well, yes. Yes, they are.
He's got NSYNC hair.
Did he just give her a nice glass of water?
Yeah, and they cheersed it.
I know. I just want to. She cheered it.
Flint tap water.
Ding. Maybe I still do.
Don't give up, Jack. I've seen you struggle.
You know what
just
else?
Just talk, you'll feel better.
You're a brave man. And an honest man.
An anonymous man or an honest?
How the hell did you know all this about him? He's a painter. That goes to OC meetings.
He's not winning.
Yeah. He's got problems.
You gonna help my painting or what?
See you tomorrow.
All right, bye. Worst, worst model.
I just want to know where your waistline begins and your bra line stops.
She didn't wear a bra.
Yeah.
Yeah, that fucking belt is above the belly button.
You know, it's about to tread water with that shit.
He's definitely not a still life painter. I don't know why she was there.
It looks like he does paintings for McDonald's.
He's painting a chair, this guy. That's right.
We're going to see paint titties, aren't we?
It's going to be abstract.
Oh
a fan.
Uh oh.
He's dead. For real.
Music down. Fucking music down. It's hard to call that music to begin with. Okay.
Bang your head until you're dead with the lyrics.
They're like marching chants.
That's the bar band that this was their big moment was to get a song in Tales from the Crypt.
They should have had that band from Dead Man's Chest.
Air guitar.
The rock and roller with his shirt tucked.
Yes! Nice!
The music shut off and I fell! It must have been
Death
in my pocket!
Death by Flower Pot. That's original. I'll give it a point for that.
Yeah, and like, Wiley Coyote comes.
Was he
right?
Did he have a like ghetto blaster in his back pocket? The music just stopped.
Stopped after they killed him, yeah.
When my daddy gets here, you have a lot to explain.
Nice face.
Get a screenshot of that, please.
There
that
should you
have
go.
Been on the thumbnail.
When I heard the title, I thought it was going to be the other way around, where it was another one where he paints it and it comes true. Mm. I'm glad it's not.
I have to admit, I'm mildly invested. I like where this is going so far.
This is dark as fuck, actually. This just got very dark.
We're all big fucking Tim Roth fans.
They're going to find a way to ruin it. Don't you worry.
Yeah, I don't have much faith.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's more concerned about a fucking what?
Let's just enjoy it while we can, okay?
Before it goes tits up.
Yeah.
Did he just smile for Mass Death?
Yeah, he did. I like how his obsessiveness is literally being a psychopathic murderer.
Like, where did he go to get gigantic still shots of the Holocaust?
He's at a museum.
I like that he always has this look on his face like he has his dick caught in his zipper.
And that's not a museum. That's a house.
I just looked at his face. You told the guy.
You know, it's like, I zip my balls up my zipper. Fuck this place.
Finest collection of
Morbid Isn't that the
Hasselhoff? Anywhere in the world.
Oh.
No, that's Walter Peck.
Oh, yeah. Now I can see him. You have no
idea. It's true. This man has no dick.
I already
he
said that.
He came in at 720p.
So?
Yeah.
You insist you have a possible addition to this?
I don't know. I think so.
All right, if the lapel Jack. Flower has voodoo let's magic, I'm got. Leaving the room.
I want no more voodoo.
No, no more.
Very macabre pictures. They're not painting the pictures.
Yeah, this is great. This will look great in your doctor's office.
Uh-huh. You like this?
No. I covet it. Look carefully around you, Jack.
He what?
One of the most awful moments in the 20th century.
You what?
Downstairs, I have thousands more in a vault. They're graphic, they're real, but they lack one thing. One supremely important thing. The artist's touch. His ability to interpret the horror of the world through the darkness of his own soul.
You can still do that.
You have some of that darkness, don't you, Jack? You hear the shadow's voice, don't you?
You want to buy this?
How much?
He looks uncomfortable in that suit.
I don't know.
$3? Four? Five?
I was thinking...
That is someone's house, though.
Two.
That's an insult to your talent.
Well, remember, they're like the Twilight Zone. They just keep moving the furniture around and shit to change the set.
No, 200.
Consider it a down payment on your next one.
It's probably Zemeckis' beach house.
You serious?
Have great expectations, Jack.
I don't think I'm ready to paint another one of these.
Oh, you're ready, Jack. You're on the brink.
So go out there and start murdering, motherfucker.
Don't turn back now.
Can't give him a glass? What a dick.
You're a bad motherfucker.
Everybody be cool, this is a robbery!
Frank, real people like quick.
People like to cheers him, but he doesn't like to cheers back. Have you noticed that?
I've noticed that. It's place your fault.
He's got a problem.
Frank, real quick, while we're doing the recording, can you turn down the low end on your input? And then crank up the gain a little bit. You're just a low. We can barely hear you sometimes.
How's that?
Better. It's all good for you guys?
Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
Your bass, which is like a little...
It was way too bassy. I was going to wait, but I figured we'd do it now.
Is that any better?
Yeah, that's perfect.
It's better, but it's pretty quiet still.
Oh. Well, for me, it's good.
How's that?
Better? It sounds any good better? For everybody else. It's fine. I can hear him now.
Sounds good. She's getting naked.
Oh, here it is. It's happening.
Maybe. Is this going to be a prick tease?
Oh, it goes ahead, of course.
He's gonna get a ghost blowjob like in Ghostbusters.
He's not gonna be able to paint her living, but he can paint her dead. That's what's happening here.
You'll be able to go kill again because you're super cool.
The paintings behind him look like Tommy Hilfiger signs.
I mean, obviously Jansen's right.
Hey!
But how do we avoid being bored by that?
Hey.
Ooh.
What kind of guitar is that, guys? What kind of guitar?
I guess every plotline, everything I watch, my wife hates me for it.
She is the landlord from Kingpin.
I watched Moon the other night because you guys told me to watch it.
Yeah.
5 minutes in the movie, I guessed it.
Yeah. Still a good movie.
Still a great movie, but I was like, I know what's happening here.
No, I guessed it too, but I still love it.
Why did you walk out with a $1,500 Strat, though? Yeah. I don't understand.
It's set it against the wall.
I know. I never do. Back rent.
I mean, you can imagine, huh? Old lady like me, I gotta lug this crap down those slippery stairs.
Why does she have like, she has like a microphone over there.
Did she get pregnant?
I think so. Is he fucking a baby in her? For rent?
You want some help?
Do you guys want me to rewind? Because I think we saw up her skirt there.
No.
I can rewind and freeze frame.
I'll pass on
that. Okay.
Nobody wants to see that.
What the fuck the hell did she just give me time on?
Maybe stop killing people at your apartment complex.
Where's the other body been? He's got it chopped up in his freezer?
Well, they had the cops show up, right?
He called Mr. Wolf.
Yeah.
You know, I did see Zemeckis' name in the opening credits. I wonder if they brought him in to fix this fucking show.
He's literally going to paint it with her blood.
I wasn't thinking that.
Selfie time!
That's a lot of... I mean,
Snapchat, killing a bitch.
He's still engaged.
Snapchat, the early days.
What, Frank?
He was still engaged after that, while getting choked. He had enough mindset to do that.
Well, she was old and dying. She can't choke that hard.
And when is the last time anybody's used a fucking Polaroid instant camera?
In 1992?
And then you go...
Yeah, back in the 90s. Yeah.
Back when this episode was made?
You flop it against the wall.
Wait a minute.
Let me blow on it for some reason.
Wait a minute.
I have a feeling this room smells like socks.
Or decaying body. One of the two. I bet you he stepped the rock and roller into the closet somewhere.
Yeah.
The fuck was that?
A hiccup.
One of you guys just die? Oh, it's you.
Adam's having a stroke.
It's happening. We prepared for this.
It's bound to happen sooner or later.
No, I've been working.
Oh my god. So much Jean.
It's her casual attire. Come on.
I just want to mention that switch on the wall is missing a plate. That's very dangerous.
Yeah,
it's a fire hazard. That's wonderful. No, it's not a fire hazard.
Dude, this guy's whole life is a fire hazard. Have you seen his clothes?
Yeah.
Wasn't talking about fire, guys.
She looks like everyone's mom in 1992.
Don't touch that.
About fire. See, there's no plate around the switch.
He almost eked a smile. Oh no!
He does live like Lila and Dexter, yourself, so he does. He is going to start fires.
With the sweetness and light bullshit.
Or maybe like Jeff Goldblum in Fly.
Or Nick Cage in Zandalay.
Oh god!
It's true though.
I know. Nick Cage in 80% of his movies.
You don't really know me.
9 minutes left.
Yes, I do.
Why is she so invested? They met once.
Well, look, he's Tim Roth.
I don't blame her. I'm just saying, why? Like,
so like, why are you asking?
If she's doing all the work too.
If she has
he's
the downstairs wets over him, that's
a terrible painting.
That's the lady. That's a fucking bear. That's a splayed open bear.
Oh yeah.
Zandalay, get a cage.
They're not really talking.
Get it, Timmy.
Nope.
Oh,
there we go. We got a little something.
We got her ass, not his. Damn. I mean,
it's never his.
I mean,
I was hoping.
No tits, no ass.
Almost.
Oh,
almost. Oh. I saw a little bit of a boob.
There we go.
There we go.
We're counting it.
We got a lefty.
Can you shut the fuck up while you're riding me?
Don't hold back.
I know you have more inches. What the fuck
are
you holding back?
Shit about pillow talk. Come on.
You're only half in. I know it. Whoa.
Let him win, Jack. That's what you want. Okay, that's weird.
He has no dick though.
Oh no! I thought Tim Roth was on top of William Atherton.
He was.
I saw that, didn't I? Ugh.
He doesn't have a dick, so he's got something.
Yeah, he has a painting pencil.
That's the oh my god! I almost just got my head smashed in while he was fucking me.
That should be oh my god! I went home with that guy who admits to almost being a murderer every single week at my meeting, and then he almost tried to kill me.
Guys,
I should have seen this coming.
She almost got clocked.
Okay. Okay. You sound like the Crypt Keeper. This is more than I ever hoped
for. No, may flatter the end. The end of a career. It's the last painting I'm doing for
Frank's
you.
Losing it.
Hey, this is what the poster's from. My poster. My money. We'll both have I recognize this.
Jack, you are on the verge of greatness. You are a unique talent.
That painting shit, though.
You can't just stop.
I've stopped. I stopped when I finished this painting.
It looks like the same guy that designed the Dietz house from Beetlejuice.
He's dressed like him.
Yep.
I see you haven't totally.
He needs a hair, though.
How big of an asshole do you have to be where your pants have to match your outdoor furniture?
Yeah. He's only worn white, so the fact that he has black suspenders and a half-black shirt is kind of amazing, really. By the simple pleasures,
like love. Yeah, he looks like he should be juggling yo-yos and not talking.
You just give me my money now,
Every time Tim Roth says something, he holds that pose for in 5 seconds.
There's so much more where this came from.
I've been needing it.
His facial expression has not changed once in this entire episode. It's just
At least he's doing something.
He's undercover, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's playing. She's playing with his clock.
Is I'm fucking dying, man. I'm a fucking dying here.
You sound more like Eddie.
Drink it.
There is no way that smelled like
Why would blood smell?
I don't get that.
I don't know. I've never had any in a cup. I couldn't tell you if it has a distinct smell or not.
It doesn't. The blood itself doesn't. Trust me. I've been where he's at.
Okay.
Let me explain.
Don't let me cut you, man.
She knows this about him. I don't understand her logic.
Not that person anymore.
That was so yesterday.
Sharon, I need you now. Sharon?
What a dumb bitch.
You said I could watch you improve the painting.
Sharon, wait!
It just has a window hanging.
Sharon!
Sharon!
Oh, yeah, Sharon! Bitch.
There it is. We knew it was coming.
We never saw both tits. Oh.
He's like, that's just not enough blood.
We got a quarter of an underboob and maybe part of a nipple.
We didn't get a nipple. We got an areola. That's all we got.
Yeah.
The areola. Why need? Oh, do it.
Well, the nipple would have cost an extra zero on her paycheck.
Cerebral cortex extensively damaged. I'm not sure she'll survive the night.
Well, do something.
It's Twilight Zone. If she lives to midnight, she'll be fine forever. If not, she's gone. Jansen, you watched that episode?
Yeah, I did.
There's a lot of episodes with that logic.
Girl has no insurance.
What logic?
Her family has no.
The doctor's always like, if she makes it to midnight, she'll live.
No. I was making a joke about the lack of logic.
No, I got it. Okay.
I know what you meant.
Yeah.
If you get the doctor, you do the operation.
He's leaning.
I'll get you the money.
There's a door open. Okay.
I know. There's no reason.
Next scene is going to be in a diner with what's her name. They're going to do a robbery.
His Cosby sweater looks like a Scrubs.
Kill now.
Who the fuck's this guy?
He's the guy that's supposed to save her life, but
he's the unfortunate victim.
Now she's gonna die.
Make the fuck out. No. He's the guy that, you know, he needed money, so he has to pay him now. And then he'll get more money to. He'll do the surgery or something.
Wouldn't it be easier to just kill the guy and steal his wallet? Nah, it'll be fine.
Gonna draw you. What the fuck did he do to his face? All he did was choke him out.
What didn't he do to his face?
He turned his face into a Polish sausage. Yeah, this is way faster than just, you know, taking somebody's wallet.
The fuck is this?
I'd be very happy. $100,000.
Bitch, please.
Is that brain matter?
It was. That guy's laughing. You see that?
He killed someone. Painted
it. Money. You see this? Bang something in the morning, you'll get your fucking fee.
I'm afraid that won't be necessary, Mr. Craig.
She's dead.
The surgeon who could have saved Sharon's life.
I caught it. A few hours ago. I knew it. I fucking caught it.
Maniac.
I thought that was the point.
Caved in the skull. I fucking called it.
I'm sorry.
Oh no!
I thought that was what we're supposed to know, though.
No, he didn't know that was the doctor coming in.
I just assumed that.
Oh.
I'll save her.
And apparently, nobody else in the entire city can do that surgery.
Well, hospital always has it.
Well, definitely not the people working on the night shift on a fucking Wednesday, that's for sure.
There's a lot of cops there for some reason.
I understand that you're an artist.
What do you say?
I understand you're an artist. Me? Is he looking at me? That was a cool shot. Okay. Interesting shot. Oh, God. Let's count the puns.
Not bad. Not bad.
Well, three more puns. Come Sharon's on. Sharon's croaking is sure to leave a very bad taste on Jack's palate.
It has got fit fingers.
What a shame she turned into such a Mona Lisa.
He's finger painting, get
some
it?
Some artists prefer watercolors. Okay. Others prefer oils.
Instantly, but Adam.
Me, I prefer finger painting.
Show the finger. There you go.
He gave us the finger!
Just two. AL Cats. Let's play the rest of that silent there.
Tim Ross was awesome.
That was good.
He was very lean.
I came in for the right episode.
Yeah. You know how many of these we sat through that were just unbearable? How many?
Like his painting, unbearable. Oh, wait.
91. Okay. All right. Going live. Ready?
You want to do your plugs?
Oh, that's right. Plugs for the audio. RaidersLostFlicks.com, where I review bad movies. Twitter's channel is Raiders_OTLF.
Anybody else?
Oh, RedDragonsRadio.com podcast. You'll go listen to some shit.
Jansen?
You can catch me here. As a guest
All on random shows. LIWstudios.com, LIWTFTC review for this show. Until next time, in the meantime, I'm Phoenix West.
I'm Frank Links.
I'm Adam Wilcox.
And I'm Jansen.
So long, citizens.